Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. According to a recent survey by HR consultancy Right Management, 84% of American workers will seriously consider leaving their current employer for greener pastures in 2011, a number that's well up from the depths of the U.S. recession. Although the survey did not include Canadian workers, it's safe to paint a similar picture north of the border. So now is a good time to ask yourself, how will I stop my staff from jumping ship? My guest on this episode of the Business Coach Podcast believes employee recognition is key to employee retention. He's Razor Suleiman, founder and CEO of I Love Rewards, which offers employee incentives and recognition programs to corporations around North America. Razor joins me by phone from his office in Toronto. Razor, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for having me.
So, Razor, why do you believe that there is a looming retention problem for Canadian businesses?
The number one issue facing companies and HR leaders was the war for talent. And then the recession happens, and people don't focus on it as much because, you know, they're probably letting staff go. But we're now seeing the economy recover, and the demographics, boomers are still retiring, Gen X and Gen Y aren't sufficiently adequate to fill those jobs. So we're starting to see that emerging war for talent all over again.
So, Razor, who is most likely to jump ship?
Well, there was a really interesting Harvard Business Review article that surveyed the North American, actually, employee base, and they found that one in four, 25% of top performers are actively looking for a new opportunity, likely with one of your competitors. And we're seeing the same sort of reaction from our client base. HR leaders are seriously concerned that during the economic downturn, they got rid of the bottom 5 or 10% of their workforce and tried their best to motivate the middle and the top. But it's those top people that have the best opportunities when the economy recovers.
Now, Razor, I Love Rewards recently issued a white paper on employee recognition and how it relates to retention. In there, you do talk a lot about top performers. Now, what distinguishes a top performer from other workers in terms of what they actually expect from their employer or their employment situation?
Well, what's interesting about top performers is that they operate at a different level if you go back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, they're not worried as much about making some of their base needs of a cash compensation. They know that their skill set will be recognized in the marketplace and they'll be able to attract that. They're not even worried about job security, which is the second level of Maslow's needs. The way they operate is they focus on becoming self-actualized, understanding what they're great at. They need to be recognized and build their self-esteem. And those individuals have a completely different relationship and expectation of their employer than, let's say, the middle portion of your workforce.
So one of the keys to retention is recognition. Why is recognition so important to top performers?
Well, you know, it's one of the eight elements of employee engagement. Another white paper we put out when we sort of looked at what are the factors that keep people engaged in a job. And what we found is that recognition, you know, being valued for your contribution, being appreciated by your coworkers and its management, really is a higher need and a driver of retention for top employers, actually for employees throughout your organization.
Now, your report says that top performers are not self-promoters, which leads some employers to assume that top performers don't actually need much recognition. Can you explain this?
Well, here is the fatal flaw that most managers make. They spend 80% of their time usually on the bottom 20% of their team. Instead of making probably the right decision of managing them out of the organization, they feel that if they put a lot of time, they can improve the bottom performers and get better performance from them. But the reality is you should be focusing your time on your top performers. And they aren't going to tell you about all of their accomplishments. They're internally driven. They're going to be successful. And you kind of let them operate without filling their needs because you're spending so much time, you know, on the C players inside your organization. So understanding what motivates your top performers and reallocating your time to the people that are really driving the performance of your business is key to be a successful manager.
I think a lot of our listeners would assume that recognition is episodic. It's something that happens ad hoc. It's very isolated. But really, there's a process behind recognition. What is that process?
Well, you know what? It depends on what the accomplishment is. You know, our tagline is results-driven recognition. If your top salesperson brought in the biggest deal, a simple pat on the back might not be sufficient. But you know what? If it's sort of everyday coaching, you can use recognition as a great way of giving feedback. What gets recognized gets repeated. So we try to encourage companies to train their managers to incorporate into the DNA of their business so that you are recognizing the right people for the right accomplishments at the right time.
And I guess knowing what those right accomplishments are depends on setting goals up front, right?
Absolutely. So something that a lot of our clients use is something that we've come up with called the performance success cycle. And it begins with setting clear, SMART goals. You know, if you don't know where you're going, anywhere will get you there. But when you define what success looks like and you communicate that to your team and you encourage them and support them to achieve those results, well, we believe every result deserves a recognition. Again, whether it's a pat on the back, whether it's something shared publicly within the organization, or whether it's a President's Club type accomplishment, depending on the level. And then to sit down and review is the last key step, because sometimes you don't quite get to where you want to, but having a chance to, again, give feedback, make some suggestions, and then reestablish goals is so important to driving employee success, which drives organization success.
Thanks for joining the Business Coach Podcast to talk about how we can better recognize our employees.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Ian.
Razor Suleiman is the founder and CEO of I Love Rewards in Toronto. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com/coach, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the Small Business Resources section on BMO.com. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.